Arr.
Alone at last, and not a second too soon. Something's been burning a hole in my pocket. Freddie left for lunch at the banquet hall, and CJ was finally alone. She knew that was her big chance. This is what I've been waiting for ever since I was a little girl, she thought, as she reached into the pocket of her red pirate coat and pulled out the cracked and yellowed scroll of paper she'd been itching to look at ever since they'd arrived in Auradon. She carried it to the white dresser next to the door. With a quiver in her heart and a thumping in the pit of her stomach, she ever so carefully began to unfurl the page, revealing her beloved treasure map. As a child, she had spent many nights gazing at the scuffed paper, with its crispy edges and worn black ink. She had wasted many hours tracing her fingertip along the dotted line that had simply stopped at the barrier surrounding the island she'd called home. She had dreamed of the moment when she would finally arrive in Auradon, a place where magic wasn't forbidden, and the map would be complete. Now that moment had arrived. With trembling fingers, she finished unrolling the paper, and a tiny gasp escaped her lips. It had happened. It was real. The map had changed. Even though she had predicted it, even though she had been waiting for that moment for as long as she could remember, she jumped away from the dresser in shock, as though afraid the map might attack her. Then, of course, she immediately rushed back to study the wondrous transformation. There were so many new, unfamiliar things on the page, she didn't even know where to look first. Fields and trees and oceans, buildings and towns and castles. The Kingdom of Auradon, with its curvy borders and harbors, had seemingly appeared out of nowhere. With excitement pumping through her pirate veins, CJ noticed that the dotted trail, the one she had traced over and over with her tiny fingers years earlier, had expanded too. It had grown.